Fun phone number 95. Jeffy wants a job. Jeffy wants
a... I guess so.
Jeffy wants a blowjob. Taping December 12th. Playing March 7th.
If we're lucky.
If the machine is still working.
If we don't have an 8.2.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yes, here we go.
I'll be out of town. Don't care.
Shh.
It's time for a Fun Phone skit, starring the entire Fun Phone gang. Stu, Uncle Jeffy, Uncle Brucey, and Oscar Malloy.
Please, Stu, please, please, please.
Jeffy, I told you that I can't.
Oh, come on, Stu, please, please, Stu, please.
Jeffy, it's out of the question. I cannot get you a job.
But you said yourself that the studio was looking for pages. Please, Stu, please.
Look, if I got you a job at the studio, you would have to take orders from me.
That's okay.
If I tell you to do something, you'd have to do it.
That's okay.
No back talk, no sassing, no nothing. In other words, I'd be your boss.
That's okay.
Jeffy, I'm telling you, it'll only lead to trouble.
How could it, Stu? Look, you get the people and I seat the people. What could go wrong?
You have to take orders from me. That's what could go wrong.
Stu, we're a team. Whenever we make tapes, I'm used to you ordering me around. I could handle it.
You call making Fun Phone tapes work? Jeffy, I still don't know.
Look, I can just as easily go down and fill out an application. I can save a few loopholes if you'll arrange it for me.
I just hope we're friends after all this.
Does that mean I get the job? Oh, thanks, Stu, thanks! Oh, boy, my first day on the job. Hi, Stu!
Hi, Jeffy. Hey, you look pretty good.
What tickets are you going to give out?
Crosswits.
Crosswits?
Yeah, I know, but the people don't know it. How many people do we have out here?
In the regular line, about 200.
Okay, well, you know what? We booked in three groups for the show today, don't you? There's 50 people in each. Now, the capacity of the studio is only 300, so if everyone in the group show up, you'll have to turn away the last 50 people.
Yeah, I know. No problem.
Hello, dork.
Hi, boss. I was just going over to the line to push crosswits.
Well, you better get rid of them all. You're up in your ass.
Yes, sir. Have you met the new page, Jeffy?
Hi, boss.
You seen one goddamn page. You seen them all. Get busy, Stuart.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Friendly, isn't he?
Never mind. I gotta give these out.
Stu, can I watch you? Can I? Please?
Okay. Folks, can I have your attention, please? Just for a moment, please? Thank you. If any of you would like to come back to this studio on Saturday, we're taping the Crosswits. Now, this is a game show hosted by Jack Clark.
Oh, a biggie, a real biggie.
Yes, there are four celebrities in the show, and this week they are Robert Q. Lewis, Milt Kamen, Ruth Buzzy, and Dom DeLuise.
Oh, jeez, who'd want to go see that?
Now, these are free tickets and they're guaranteed seats, and they do give away money to the audience.
Yeah, nickels and dimes.
So, if any of you would like these tickets, you can have them here. Does anybody want them? Okay, that was your last chance. Bye.
Gee, Stu, I'm surprised you actually fill these studios. I guess no one really wants to come. What do you do, bribe them?
Come here.
Huh?
Come here.
Yeah?
You big-nosed potato head, what's the idea? Do you have any idea why nobody took my tickets?
Sure, because you were giving out a schlocky show.
No, because someone next to me convinced them that it was a schlocky show.
I didn't hear anybody.
That's because it was you and you're nobody.
I don't understand.
The reason nobody took my tickets was because of you and your big mouth under your big nose. Next time I give out tickets, keep your goddamn mouth shut. Or your nose will be bigger than it is now, if that's at all possible.
Oh, gee, Stu, I'm sorry. I didn't realize. I won't do it again.
Well, Stuart, how many did you get rid of?
None.
A ton? Good boy. Your job is safe for another day. Anyway, the groups are here. We got exactly 150 people in the groups. That means you'll have to tell that new page to turn the last 50 people in line away. Get going.
Yes, sir.
Stu, we've got a total of 275 people on the regular line. Did the groups get here yet?
Yeah, there's 150 of them, all right. You're going to have to turn away the last 125.
125? What do I say? How do I act?
Relax, relax. You give them one of these turnaway cards. Tell them to mail it into the studio and we'll give them guaranteed seats for the next taping.
Are they nice about it?
Just tell them to read the bottom of their ticket where it says we don't guarantee admission to anyone in the regular line.
Okay.
Hi, Jeffy. Hi, Stu.
Hi, Oscar. Glad you can make it. Get in the VIP line.
Sorry, Oscar. We're filled up. You aren't getting in.
What do you mean I'm not getting in? I left work early just to come down here.
Sorry, Oscar. We're filled.
But Stu told me to get in the VIP line.
Oscar, I said you're not getting in, so go back to work.
Jeffy, put Malloy in the VIP line.
Stu, it isn't fair for Oscar to go right in ahead of all these other people. He can wait at the end of the line like everybody else.
Look, Jeffy, Oscar knows someone on the production staff. He's entitled to first-class service.
You call yourself a member of the production staff? I say he goes to the end of the line, and I'm the one that's seating. Oscar, go to the end of the line.
But if he goes to the end of the line, he won't get in.
Exactly. Go back to work, Oscar.
Now, wait a minute.
Jeffy, I'm giving you an order. Put Malloy in the VIP line, or I'll get you fired.
Listen, Stu, I'm tired of taking all this crap from you.
Jeffy, straighten out the line. Jeffy, take account of the regular line. Jeffy, turn away 125 people.
Okay, Stu, you want me to turn away 125 people? You got it. Hey, everybody. Everybody in line, attention. Attention, please. Listen, the last 125 of you, you aren't getting in. There's no room. You can all go home. But before you do, why don't you thank the man who gave you the ticket so you could stand in line for 45 minutes? Here he is, Stu Funfo.
Jeffy! Jeffy, are you out of your mind? Help!
What the hell do you think you're doing making us stand in line all this time? I'll break your neck!
But that's so...
You told us these were guaranteed seats, you damn liar! Let's get them, everyone!
Taking all this alone. Hey, folks, as far as I'm concerned, you can all go into the studio. That page Jeffy over there has to seat you. Go ahead.
No, Stu, no!
All right, hold it. Hold it, I said. God damn it, I said, hold it. Now, what the hell is happening here?
That young man guaranteed us seats, and now this page here says we ain't getting in. I came all the way out here from New York just to see this show.
Now, look, Turtle Face, you came all the way out here from New York just to see this show?
Well, we're visiting the family.
Yeah, well, I've been standing in line for the past hour.
Now, read the back of the ticket, asshole. We can't guarantee admission to the regular line. And all of you's beat it now. Hot, tip, three, four, tap, 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 boom, boom.
Oh, gee, thanks, boss. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks.
I knew this wouldn't work out. I knew it. I could not see Jeffy taking orders from me. I knew it wasn't going to work out. I knew it. I knew it. I knew
well,
it.
Well, you know, Stuart, I could see that, too. So you know what I'm going to do?
What, boss?
Fire you! Get lost, you're fired! Out! Out! Out!
Thanks, Mr. Robertson. That's the best thing you could have done. Now that I'm rid of Stu, I won't have any more trouble working here.
Jeffy?
What, sir?
Get lost! Get out! 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 You're fired!
Jeffy, I want to apologize. I had no right to order you around.
And I'm sorry, too, Stu. I guess we're not cut out to work together after all.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Malloy.
Hi, Oscar. What's up?
Stu, can you get me a job?
What?
Yeah, maybe then I'll get in to see a show. How about it?
Jeffy?
Yeah, Stu?
Let's get him.
Right.
You!
The Turnaways were played by Uncle Brucey and M Squared, and the part of Stu's boss was played by Robbie Robertson. This is Stu Funfone speaking. you can enjoy 5 days of Fun Phone skits. That's right, each and every Monday, a brand new, never heard before Fun Phone skit appears. On Thursday, a second run skit. Friday, a third run skit. Saturday, a fourth run skit. And Sunday, a fifth run skit. If you're a new caller to Fun Phone, this schedule suits you to a T. You'll now be able to hear every single Fun Phone skit you missed, including the one that's coming up right now.